Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Calm down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's China's response to a balloon it's suspected of flying over the U.S. doing surveillance. A foreign ministry spokesman says they're looking into it and have no intention of violating any country's territory or airspace.
Well, according to a senior U.S. official, President Biden was presented with the option to shoot this balloon down. And while the White House has not ruled that out, we're told that such action will not happen so long as there are risk of heavy equipment crashing to the ground and causing injury.
Now, the spy balloon was spotted over Montana.
And that is significant because the state is home to Malmstrom Air Force Base and a large portion of the U.S.'s nuclear arsenal. The Pentagon says there is no active threat.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Montana's governor says he's deeply troubled. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it brazen. He and other congressional leaders got a briefing on it yesterday. The U.S. is expected today to announce it'll send longer-range missiles to Ukraine, part of a military aid package to help it fend off Russia's invasion, as European leaders visit Kyiv today for talks.
The aim of this summit is to show solidarity with Ukraine, with an emphasis on such a meeting taking place in a war zone. It's a political message to Moscow that European support isn't waning.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. House Republicans have kicked Democrat Ilhan Omar off the House Foreign Affairs Committee, citing anti-Semitic remarks she made and controversial comments about 9/11, angering her colleagues.
The GOP is now doing what it is best at. Weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman.
That's Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says, listen, this is different than when Democrats strip Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene of committee assignments because he says Omar can still serve on other committees.
Fox's Jackie Abanez. It'll be warmer in the 40s and 50s, Texas into Arkansas after the ice storm, but wind chill warnings. Bitter cold from Montana to Maine. America's listening to Fox.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
It's great to have a choice in Atlanta. Extra 106.3.
There we go. We're back. Whew. Rhino's back.
Oh, man.
That was
I'm blaming
that was
Kimmer.
Getting, that was getting shady.
I thought he had taken off to
Kimmer
to
figured
Montana.
Out what a drop-down menu is and turned my mic off, I
That's
think.
Right. I thought he had Rhino had taken off to Montana
just
to go
noticed
take
something.
On the spy balloon himself.
I was gone. I was like, I got an idea. I took a little drone. By the way, I just saw Laura putting on hoop earrings and brown lip line. So you're AOC. She's starting to look.
Yeah, I don't want her to be AOC. I don't want her to be AOC. You know what I mean?
Because she's throwing on her New York accent again.
She's super smart, and AOC is super not smart.
Well,
to the
fair.
Point. To the
I'm
point.
Super bothered by that woman.
Yeah.
not your woman.
No, I know.
That New York woman.
No, I know. AOC. Yeah. No, it's hard. Like that's the thing that it's so bothersome to me because
it's
I'm
troubling
like,
to you because you know
I'm
that,
torn.
Yeah,
I'm literally torn.
I mean, it's almost like you know, really being into like the Russian. Like in the spy movie, where like I know I'm not supposed to,
but
and I know she really doesn't care for me, but I'm into her.
Can't help it.
Okay,
it's the devil inside.
Yeah. One of the things y'all remember this is now like 15 years ago, but that woman who was kicked out of the country for spying.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Then she went very very beautiful Russian woman. So they interviewed like the men she was involved in, and this was on this Netflix documentary, and this was the one where they were talking about using sex to get secrets.
Yeah.
And the five men that she had been with, they were all told, like, well, if you had to do it over again, now knowing what you know and what she was attempting to do, it's like, would you change your mind on any of this stuff? And they were like, nope. And they're like, how come? And they go, because no was not in her vocabulary.
Yeah.
I love it.
And let's be honest. There's a guy named Dr. Bostic right now. Like, yeah, but he was good looking. He's like, I'm sorry.
I went on a date and I spilled
no
my guts.
No was
bad.
Not in her vocabulary. I was like, that's a funny way.
At least they're honest.
Yeah.
Because they totally could have went the other way and be like, yes, you know, and went super stoic with their arms on their sides.
Yeah,
I
can't believe I fell for this person who was trying to exploit me for American secrets.
I'm better than this. And, and they were like,
no,
I'm not. I'm like any other dude. Really good looking woman comes on to me. Yeah. I got no chance with in real life. I'm giving up everything.
See, that's where you know. Project Veritas is
they're
there.
Around the corner.
Yeah. Okay,
look for the camera.
When she comes up to you and she's approaching you, and you're like,
"Right,
this is way out of my league."
This
you're like, something's weird. It wasn't because you dressed well that day. Okay,
we can never allow Tug to get into the house because we know AOC would just come over in a week. I can count on your vote, can I, Lamont?
Yes,
yes, you can.
Sure yes,
can.
Ma'am, you sure can.
Yes,
you
know yes can. Ma'am.
What, do you have lunch plans?
Hold on, I gotta call my mama. She'd be like, don't call your mama.
Don't ever call mama, because mama
will, don't like you.
Mama will set you straight.
This is the Morning Extra Tug, right in front of us, Lois and Flounder. Ted Cruz is a guy that I've, you know, always admired. I don't know that I think he's presidential material or he has the ability to run for president. I don't know if he has that broad of an appeal. Maybe he does. I'm not certain about it, but he's been on fire lately. He called out Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, and he called him the biggest human trafficker on the face of the earth, and he is not wrong. He literally knowingly allows this stuff to happen. Our southern border is wide A open. I mean, this is the biggest invasion since, maybe the biggest invasion of all time.
Ever.
And he's allowing it to happen. No, the entire administration is allowing it to happen.
Not only that, they have a judge in El Paso who knows what El Paso is really about, what's really happening in El Paso. No matter how many times they've cleaned up the sidewalks and done it right before the president got there, but we have a judge in El Paso who said that this is not happening. They're not coming across the border. That the only reason that this is being brought up is because racism. He actually said that, that El Paso isn't dealing with this. This is how they continue to distract. Again, they always bring it back to racism, bring it back to something. Everybody knows the truth. I don't know when we're going to get past that. On the left, we're just tired of listening to you say it's not the truth, but it is. I love what Ted Cruz continues to do. That's why Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, they're just some guys out there, even Brian Kemp, that keep speaking and talking and walking that walk.
Well, they have stepped out of the construct, okay? And now what that means is that ordinarily, if I was to say, well, you know, Tug, I think that's racist, normal Tug would go, well, no, it's not, and I'm not a racist, and you know what? I have black friends, and you would do that because that's a construct. That's what you would do. So when the judge says, well, clearly that's happening because of racism, you're like, no, I'm not racist. You just go like this. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. Okay, and then you just keep going.
That's right.
Okay?
That's
like,
the new me.
Like Ted Cruz and the rest of these guys, no matter when they get thrown those brick walls that's supposed to stop you, they just go, yeah, it still doesn't change the fact that this speed many people bump. Are coming right in. It's just a little speed bump, and they just keep it moving.
And that's the important part, right? I love that. It's same thing with, you know, it goes on. Yeah, sure, I'm racist, but the fact of the matter is she's anti-Semitic. She is not good to be on the foreign affairs. Whatever you want to say about me, that's fine. You can say whatever you want, but here's the facts
still,
of why.
Still doesn't change the fact of this.
Doesn't change the fact of that, and we got to continue that with the border, and we got to continue that with the way that we're governing. This is what I love about what these 20 conservatives are doing. They're saying, yeah, okay, whatever you want to say, but the fact is
she's
fact.
She's out.
It needs to be changed.
Change
it's done.
Well, and this is where what the left does is that they then change the game, and this is joked around about from Dave Chappelle when he's like, you know, just thinking I'm going to win. I'm thinking I'm going to win. I got you on the ropes. And then you're like, never mind. I'm not a man. I'm a woman. Deal with me as a woman. And like he goes, you changed the fight all of a sudden on me.
Right.
It's like, so what happens is you will have this situation where, you know, oh, that's racist. And you go, well, whatever you think it is, here's what the facts are. Like, well, with your opinion, you must be anti-homosexual.
Hold
on a second. But that's the way that they win arguments. They will change the discussion point to win an argument when the facts of the case show you that there are this many people coming across the border illegally and we need to deal with it.
The Biden administration is so easy to read.
in that way, but also the fact they're trying to change the makeup of America, right? They know that they can buy votes, essentially, buy power, which leads to wealth. It's a proven method, and this is an easy way to get it done.
Yeah, and they continue to use the same trick over and over and over again. Bring the voters in, say the border's not open. We all know it's open, and none of us will challenge it except for every once in a while, Ted Cruz stands up. Every once in a while, someone else will stand up. Donald Trump will stand up. He'll continue to do that. But that's even with Donald Trump, it's the same thing because Republicans buy into this. This is why you see an article like you do in the AJC, just like Carlos was saying, oh, Trump, yeah, no, I don't like Trump anymore. I mean, this is what they do. They cave in. Yeah, you're right. Trump's a racist. Well, give me one thing that Trump said that was racist. Well, I can't, it's too much for our party to deal. That's how they cave in to all these situations.
They will allege things you just heard it from AOC. With space lasers. You know, she's throwing something out there that it's more hearsay than anything. Or, what is it? They're very fine people. Well, the president never said that about any neo-Nazi groups, okay? Now, when you then take into everything that was said, well, then, okay, you go, okay, that was never uttered. But the left will make up their own reality. I mean, we've lived now for the last 3 years in a world where the Biden laptop wasn't real, right?
Right.
I mean, and 51 experts in information and technology who are CIA, telling you that it is Russian propaganda.
Yep.
We spent 3 years of that to then have Hunter Biden yesterday go, no, it's mine and I want it back and you should not be prosecuting me with using that. That is changing of reality. Okay, these are things that are just, here's what it is. This is the letter 3. They keep telling you it's the letter, it's a number 5. You're like, no, but it says 3. No, that's 5.
Yeah,
that's
and 5. You better
agree that it's 5.
Yeah. Or they do this. No, you see, the new definition of recession is right. When a Democrat's not in office.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to change the definitions.
Mean, they remade everything from racism to men and women to vaccines. Like everything. They told you a laptop that belonged to a crackhead was not his laptop. Okay.
Yeah.
So at some point you just have to call them on it. Like, guess what? That's a spy balloon that's spying on your country. Okay.
And you're doing nothing about it.
All right. Guess what? Those are hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. Okay. They're illegals. They have broken your sovereignty and your laws. You know what they deserve? A one-way ticket out of here.
That's exactly right. They deserve to be punished for breaking the law. And there was a great article I had read. I can't remember. I feel like it was maybe in the Washington Post. And it was about this guy who was a legal immigrant. He lives in New York City. And he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He said, this is the most embarrassing thing. This is the worst thing for this country, to allow people to come to your country illegally and then take over a hotel, demand that they have a better place, better food, better living accommodations, and dare you to challenge them, physically saying, I won't leave. He was like, I came to this country, I washed dishes, I became a construction worker, mm-hmm. I built my own construction company off the knowledge that I gained by being gainfully employed, and I am living the American dream, and you are letting this American dream be torn to shreds by people who don't have any values that match yours.
By the way, veterans sleep on the streets.
That's right.
veterans fought for this country. You sleep on the streets. But if you're illegal, come over. We got a beautiful hotel for you.
Yeah, and it'll be,
we'll send you to Martha's Vineyard.
$500 a night. No, they'll kick you out of there, even though they have a sign that welcomes you.
But right. Within that story, and I know the one that you're referencing, because you had this one person who has made their way here from, it's like, Guatemala.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're complaining about how, listen, I had all this in the hotel room. Now you transferred me somewhere where there's a cot. And now I'm on a cot. Right. Now
and I'm eating in a cafeteria versus a really nice restaurant.
It's like, hold on a second. You're illegally here. You know what you're supposed to have happen?
Are you supposed to be locked up?
Yes. Here, guess what we're going to do? We're going to head south, about as far south as we can. And then the bus is going to pull over, and everyone's going to go, okay, here's your pack.
Yeah.
Enjoy your trip back home.
Right. Yeah. Literally, we're going to throw you back over the wall there, and what are you going to eat at that point? I mean, be appreciative of whatever you get. I've always been taught that. but we have a problem at the border. We're going to continue to have the problem. Because, again, if we don't start standing up against this, if we don't start, and we all fall into the trap. Listen, even with the trans thing, they're like, what do you mean a man can't be a woman? You're like, well, look, I mean, okay, I get it. If the man guy wants to be a woman, they could be a woman. There's something, you know, I get that. No, I don't get that.
No.
I don't get that. That's not
it's
normal.
It's physically impossible.
Yeah, we got to start really addressing why these people have mental illness. We got to stop catering to every little thing. We can't sit there and go, the border's not, you're right, the border's not, yeah, you're right, we are a little bit, we don't protect the custom border patrol, they got a little bit much. No, we know what the truth is. Don't be afraid to stand up for it.
That's
the biggest
problem.
That
is the changing of reality and them trying to get you to adopt theirs. You know, for instance, if you say, hey, you know what, this man became a woman, I'd be like this. I'm like, so that's how she identifies? Yeah. Well, this is how I identify her or him.
Yeah, that's right.
That case. I was like, I don't have to play your game. I was like, if that's comfortable for that person, fine, but I don't have to play along with your game. Just because you say that I need to doesn't mean I need to. If I tell you that the border is wide open and you keep saying it's not, and I keep showing you here's the hundreds of thousands of people that keep flowing in, which one of us, based in reality, is correct here?
Yeah.
I think I am.
What
right?
do you always say? Reject the premise.
Reject their premise every single time.
And as long as you do, then you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Because nothing they say is going to worry you, bother you whatsoever. And I'm telling you, for a long time, I let it bother me.
But
I let it bother me, and y'all have helped me not let it bother me.
And I hope everyone's kind of come around to it, because to a certain extent, it is theatrics, okay? I get that. When you take a busload of people and you drop them off at the VP's house, people are like, what good is that doing? It's like you're taking the problem and you're throwing it in their face. The problem they say that doesn't exist, you're having to throw it in their face.
Yeah, and that's how every single one of these movements started. Gloria Allred will tell you, the only reason what they did was they went into every court with 100 women screaming because they knew men could not deal with the sound of women screaming and would give in to whatever they wanted just to make it stop and make them go away. There is a reason behind why they do what they do, and they scream the same thing over and over and over again. And I'll bring it up again. It is a bad thing for someone to say, I want to protect a child's life, a baby's life. I want a baby to have an opportunity to be born. For someone who says, you are a disgusting human that wants that. We should be able to kill babies. And we go, I understand your point. No.
I don't understand your
point
at all.
No, we should not understand that point.
No, I reject that completely.
And it's okay not to understand it.
Yeah,
it's okay if you want to feel that way. That's you. But I don't have to understand that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And you also don't have to accept it.
That's exactly. See, but that's where I was going.
It's either way.
Yeah.
It's what it comes right down to. There are things that I can say to Tug, and Tug can go, I get what you're saying, but I don't have to accept it. And that's where I'm at on a lot of things. I understand why you're doing it. I understand it's for your mental health reasons. But I don't have to come along on the ride if I don't want to.
Like, I don't have to pretend along with you.
I don't have to pretend along with you. There are times where I'm going to, where I'll be like, you know what? I empathize with you, but I don't have to play along with you.
And refuse to.
Yeah. Right.
That's the biggest part, is I refuse to do any of that stuff anymore.
That would be me saying, you have to come to church with me and listen then.
Yeah.
You have to come to church.
There's no way.
The border is completely secure.
No, it's not.
Tug, the border is completely secure. Like,
Los, yeah. no,
Tug,
it's
exactly.
Not.
Hold on, let me come in with him. Tug,
the border is completely secure.
Now you both sound crazy.
Exactly, but that's the game.
Yeah, I know.
That's the game.
Because after a while, you just
no,
get
Tug,
worn
you're
down.
Just a racist.
Yeah, yes. Tug, if you weren't so racist, you would understand the border secure. Yeah.
But I'm not, homophobe. And it is wide open.
Yes, you're right. And it's still wide open.
So good.
Or you throw out the, but I'm not racist because, you know, well, the cops were black. Yes, but you know what? They are parts of the white supremacy now.
This is
the black man is?
Yes. Okay. It's white supremacy.
This is almost like teaching kung fu. Yeah. It's like he's now graduated black belt. He's now just like,
not black belt. No, I don't think they're like, what's about half of the way? Like, I'm still
you're
learning.
Like a blue belt.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. See, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
like I never blue. Took karate or
Tug's gotten used to. No, that's not reality. Guess what? There's a balloon over Montana. You're going to talk about crazy.
That's reality.
There's a spy balloon over Montana.
And we are doing literally nothing about it.
Boy, we could get the left to jump on it if we said it was a racist balloon, though.
Yes, we could. Man.
Look, it's a symbol of white supremacy. You better go get it.
Shoot it down
right
now.
It's giving the okay sign.
No.
I wonder about putting that out there. Like, if the balloon was a symbol of white supremacy, would then this administration administration yes. finally go do something
they
about
would
it?
They would go out of their way to send an F-16 yeah. up there.
That, I'm telling you, that's what we do. Never mind. We go and paint an OK symbol.
It would be over.
Which I also, by the way, I find it funny because somebody from a very far progressive person sent me the emoji OK after I said something to them. And then I said, oh my goodness, you are a right-wing extremist.
How could you? And it's so funny. We'll push headlines to the next segment because there was when I was in the Navy, that was a game.
Yes.
Literally try to get somebody to look at the circle,
yeah.
right? And then you punch each
yes.
other.
Yes.
Like it, I've never.
Or you call them a slanderous word, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. That's probably what it was. Had to be. When we come back on Extra 106.3, Donald Trump always bucks the establishment. Do you believe that's true? I'm not so sure. I want to hear the argument that makes me believe it. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station. Download the app so you can listen live and on demand to The Morning Extra. Tug, Rhino, Front Office, Los, and Flounder.
Want weather? Grab your phone. Need traffic? Grab your phone. Conservative news and talk also on your phone. Get the Extra 106.3 app.
Download the app so you can listen live and on demand to The Morning Extra and all the craziness that happens on the show. The last few days has been just joyful is what I would call it because we have sit and laughed and goofed on things that we probably shouldn't have. Which is what makes it that much funnier. That's what comedy is, right? Is when you make fun of the things that you're not supposed to. And we've been able to do that. Well, comedians don't do it anymore. So
we got the Great Oz floating over Kansas now, right. I think. It's, I'm not sure.
You have to laugh at it, otherwise you'll cry.
Yeah.
It's either laugh or cry. It's your choice. You get to do either one. Did y'all see the Green Comet the other night?
No.
You missed the Green Comet? It's the first time it's been around since the dinosaurs were on the Earth.
I'll catch it next time.
Like 48,000 years ago. No, you won't. That's the thing.
Oh, well.
It's not been since the Ice Age. Wait, there was an Ice Age? So the climate was not always like it is right now?
Weird.
Is that so odd, Los? Oh. I don't know how that could be. So
obviously,
strange.
The climate change is real if we don't live in an Ice Age anymore. Then.
Yeah, apparently. And there 48,000 years ago, were there like cars and people when the Ice Age was on?
No, not really. Mm. Not really. You know, I did enjoy when we had the solar eclipse a few years ago, where because we went outside in the battery and how everything wasn't like it went fully dark, but we lost like I think it was maybe 70% of the sun.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
That was awesome.
So I'm in for those things. I'm not going to see everything. I'm not going to see the Green Comet. I guess
you totally missed it. Yeah,
I totally missed it. But a handful of them, I will make it a point to go out whatever time to see whatever thing if you tell me it's coming.
Well, it's got
to
be convenient, right? It's got to be easy. And the eclipse was in the middle of the day. You literally walk out.
But I also, and actually all three of us, we all live in areas where you can walk out and go like look at the night sky.
Right.
You know, because we live further away from the city. When you're in the city, it's a lot harder to get that stuff. You know, if you're out in Towns County. There's going to be a Green Comet. You're like, no problem. I'm going to get a chance to see this thing without an issue. If you're out in Forsyth where I'm at, no problem seeing anything you want to.
But I'm like, Tug.
It's
going to
be convenient.
If I'm at work, I'll definitely walk out of work to take a break.
And we all went to have beers across the street. Like, the entire office emptied out. We're like, let's all go take in this eclipse. And then we all just hung out over at Sports and Social for the remainder of the day.
If I'm in bed in my...
Like 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not getting up to go outside.
Put some britches on just to go out there and say.
Yeah, if you tell me it's 10 o'clock at night, I was like, you know what? I'm going to have the dog. I'll go out and take a look.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I just watched the time-lapse video. It looked like a star with a hint of green.
Yeah.
And it lasted for all of about, probably 22 seconds, and then it was done. So, it seems like a lot to get out of bed at 10 or 2 in the morning to go out and try to find
the
comet. You
want me to react like the double rainbow guy from, like, 20 years ago, screaming about the double rainbow?
Oh, my God, it's green. It's so green.
I love those comets.
It looks like a booger, man.
Those wild and crazy comets.
I'm here for it. Oh, it's so amazing. I'm just going to be like, okay, I saw it. Check that one off the list.
I got the green comet. Not many people have and won't for a really long time. It's better than having like a Mickey Mantle rookie card. You got to see the green comet. Morning Extra on Extra 106.3, the app's best way to listen. Get that free for Apple and Android. Let's do headlines. The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Three Bridges Financial Group. If you're concerned about where we're headed and how it'll affect your savings and your retirement plans, reach out to Tom Gandolfi today at Three Bridges Financial Group. Their website is 3bfg.com. That's the number 3bfg.com.
Now, today's headlines, presented by RBM of Atlanta, your Mercedes-Benz connection since 1964.
All right, here are your RBM headlines for today in the state of Georgia. Water is being tested in Sullivan Creek after over 20,000 gallons of sewage was spilled by Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. The airport said initial data indicated no significant impact to the area, though the spill still under investigation. A Banks County Elementary School principal and two teachers resigned after an investigation showed Principal Dana Simmons and PE teacher Dylan Charles engaged in sexual activity on school campus. The third person involved, Charles' wife, Kelsey Charles, who recorded the affair between her husband and the principal.
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
I know.
If somebody asked me who filmed it, I would not have picked the wife.
I never would have picked it. Yeah. The Georgia Access to Medical Cannabis Commission rescinds the rule to sell medical marijuana in the state. After approving rules and regulations last week, a technicality occurred when a notice of the meeting was not sent to the Office of Legislative Counsel. There is no word on how long the delay will cause.
Donald Trump is get ready to make a big comeback, and he's going to run for president in 2024. Now, a lot of times, you know, people will say, yeah, you know, I'm not voting for Trump. He's this or that or the other thing. I just won't vote for him. And I think there's a pretty large contingency of that. That's my fear for Donald Trump, because I like him, and if he's the nominee, I'll vote for him. No different than if DeSantis was. But the thing that I struggle with often is when he comes out in full support of Kevin McCarthy, because he's such an establishment guy, and that drives me up the wall. Now, I understand at the same time that you got to negotiate with those guys. You have to find common ground to get things done. And we've seen that a little bit with McCarthy, but I was so proud of the 20 who bucked the system to say, look, we are the minority and we're going to be loud and we're going to say no to this. But Trump, he was like, you know, in full support. And MTG jumped over too in full support of Kevin McCarthy, which bothered me a little bit because I hate the establishment and I don't want to negotiate with them.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And that was my concern with what, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene was doing. And again, yes, I understood the point. There is a means to an end. I guess you have to get to that point. And that's why I know that this is a hit piece on Trump no matter what. These establishment Republicans, there's many of them out there. There are plenty here in the state of Georgia. These people do not want any part of Trump. Why? But if you ask them why, there's only one excuse, right? Oh, well, just
he's mean.
He's very divisive. He's mean, blah, 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 blah. But if you ask about the policy and what's more important to the American people and the government and what their job is, it's to protect the American people. Now, if you ask about his policies, they're all on board. So you're really turning into exactly what you fought in 2016. Like, you're more, look, this country needs to be put on the same path. Mean tweets, who cares? Who cares about mean tweets? You're all on that back then. Now, all of a sudden, you're those people.
Trump is such a quilt of just different things that you have to kind of work your way through and realize that policy, love it. Love policy. Who you surround yourself with, don't care for it. The tweeting, doesn't bother me. Bothers other people, doesn't bother me. The idea that you are, at times, President Pfizer, don't care for that at all. The way that you treat people internationally, love it. And so there's all these different things that where
it's a give and take.
There's no such thing as like the perfect candidate. There never will be. I mean, as much as we want to have somebody, if you want to tell me that the reason why you had such a pushback from these people, it's because the establishment Republicans realized there's an outsider here and he's going to shake things up. Love that. But then when you see him kind of side with these people a little bit more, because he would need them if he's going to run again. He will need them. That's the part I don't like. And so that's where there's that give and take. That's it's a quilt of different stuff that you just have to pick out what you like, what you don't.
It's a big tug of war.
But see, you're not a never Trumper, right? These people are never Trumpers. And some of them are, you know, all over. And they're people that you know and you may even respect, but they're never Trumpers. Why are they never Trumpers? They won't even give you the benefit. We continue to go down this path where we're afraid because Donald Trump is going to come in and say, hey, we can eliminate this. Donald Trump has no problem saying, we're not going to allow gender-affirming care in this country. We're not going to allow China to do what they're doing. We're not going to allow
over our airspace.
Exactly. And we're like, yeah, but we don't want to elect him, you know, because apparently he causes these problems, even though we have no proof of it.
No
can't
evidence.
Put him away on any of it. He causes these problems, so stop it. He interrupts the establishment. They don't get their paybacks. They don't get all the money that gets funneled back to them.
Ding.
They don't want him.
That's when he talked about moving the embassy. Right. When he moved the embassy, he talked about the price involved. And the initial quotes were, well, this is going to cost you $50 billion. He's like, I start looking into it, and I'm like, we can actually do this for about $33 million. It's like he's getting quoted at like $50. And you know what? There's a lot of kickback and a lot of money when somebody quotes you $50 billion, yet you're able to do it for like $33 million. So that's where you talk about, you know, he is a disruptor to what is a system of how these people enrich themselves on both sides of the aisle. And so that's why when he rolls in, immediately you have like these Lincoln Project people that try to pass themselves off as, well, we're a conservative think tank and we don't care for him and he's bad for the country. No, you're a bunch of never-Trumpers that were, you were establishment Republicans that realized your power was going to be reduced.
And that's exactly what I want.
And by the way, and a lot of these people who espouse constantly about conservative values, yet when you had the closest thing to conservative values in the office since Reagan, you had to go after him because you realized it's going to hurt your pocketbook and your power.
But see, that's what I think the American people, take the politics aside, take the this huge cult of personality, put that aside, and just rely on the policies as we've discussed here. And you can't deny that the man was doing exactly what the American people want, and every poll shows it.
Every poll shows it. Every poll shows, if it wasn't for his mouth, everything else was great. Why do you care about his mouth? You don't care about the mouth of AOC. You don't care about the mouth of anyone else. You care about his mouth. You, Republicans, I'm not even talking about Democrats, Republicans, you care about his mouth. You don't. You care about what you're going to lose. And Carlos, you know, illustrated a perfect point, and we see it every single time. These guys have deal after deal after deal. They don't want to make any kind of deals that will affect their wallet, affect them. If they really cared about this country, Tug, you've said it. They do it for free.
That's see, exactly corruption right. is, especially when it comes at a national level, is so much more complicated than what happens at a local level. Local level, you, hey, we're looking to build a road. You know what? Suddenly there's a lot of kickbacks available because I want to get this road built for you, and it's gonna make my company $10 million. You got it out there for bid. This is what we're going to do. That's local corruption. It's very much in your face. National corruption, it's all about, this is how this was given to the Clinton Family Foundation or the Bidens, or how they were able to generate this money. It's the back channels of what everything that goes on, what goes on in Ukraine. That is a lot harder for people to understand. Just know it is so widespread that if anything is it represents a disruption of that, that is what gets attacked. It's not the man. Right. It's a disruption of that power.
And do not fall for the nonsense. Do not fall for the media hype, the media spin that you're going to get anytime Donald Trump speaks. And I'm not trying to defend him like he's God, because he is not. He is faulted. He is fault. Sure. Just he's infallible, just like everybody else. However, he's doing the right thing.
I will tell you something that I think was a really cool move yesterday. And again, I'm talking about, don't be reactive to these people. Be proactive. So you had DeSantis come out and basically say, listen, we're going to eliminate the tax on any gas stove. All right. In the state of Florida, if you buy a gas stove, there's not going to be any tax associated to it. Because as he's putting it, we're not going to let them take your gas stoves. And again, largely, there's not a whole lot of gas stoves that you put out in the state of Florida. But he's putting it out there just to be like, here's another area where we're fighting them.
Disrupting.
You know what? We're on the beach. Yeah. And this is where we're going to fight you. And so all of those things end up adding up to, wow, he did this. And that's where I think it's going to come down to. It's him and Trump and a decision. And either way, they will both strengthen one another for a general election.
Yeah.
Either way.
Absolutely.
Which will be great. Because otherwise, you get a guy that's in the office now that's worried about taking people's gas stoves, which is the dumbest thing in the history of the world. Or vice versa. He says that gas stoves and climate change are a bigger threat than nuclear war, as we're literally on the precipice of the potential of it happening.
But there's a balloon.
And we have a stupid balloon.
It's above our head. No, climate change is more dangerous.
That's right. Because otherwise, that's what you end up with Biden and the Democrats.
It's Chinese balloon.
Just wait until Putin decides, I'm going to, in order to make a point, I'm going to vaporize a portion of Ukraine. Now, I don't think we'll ever see it on, at least as presently constituted, I don't think you'd ever see anything fired at us. But I could see something being used in an area where they're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be a big show of force. And that ends up causing all sorts of madness.
Here's the funny part, too.
And the balloon.
These establishment.
Nuclear war balloon.
These establishment Republicans right now are on Trump. But I can tell you this, and both of you are probably, I'm going to ask you both, when Ron DeSantis, when Ron DeSantis becomes the nominee, what do those establishment Republicans start saying about a conservative guy who did what he did in Florida, starts to take that on a national level? What do you think they're going to say about him?
And that's where I'm curious, because Trump was such a disruptor that you are never going to have the establishment ever get with him. At least when you talk about what's gone on in terms of his rise to his political career, you don't get to be the governor of a state like Florida unless you have worked with the establishment, where I think they look at him as a safer option. Now, I love the policies. I love the fact that he throws stuff back in your face. I love the way he fights. I wonder if those same people that were the never-Trumpers would go right after DeSantis in the same
way. I think they will. I think they absolutely will.
I just think that there's possibly an element where they might look at him as a little more establishment than they ever did with Trump.
Well, maybe. You know what? Maybe.
Ben Burnett, I know you're listening. Ben, call in because I want to know, like, when you're behind DeSantis now over Trump, and he's somebody who talks about Trump all the time and doesn't want Trump around. Now I want to know, like, how do you go? Do you agree with DeSantis? Would you change on DeSantis? And what are the policies? I mean, I'd love to know from him because, you know, or anybody who is a DeSantis guy.
Our establishment friend.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Like, I love Ben, and he does a weekend show that you can hear on Sundays here on Extra 106.3.
I'm
and
drinking Ben out of his Yeti right now. Right. I love Ben, too. And everything. That's why I thought about him.
Terrific guy. We just don't see eye to eye politically.
Well, he doesn't like Trump, and I know why. I mean, he talks about it. It's not like I'm spilling some kind of secret.
No,
right?
I know that.
But there's elements that I go, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I want to know, like, what he feels about somebody like DeSantis, who is strongly conservative, just doesn't have the mouth of Trump, but he's done some things that, you know, we'd look at if Trump did and go, oh, that's why, you know, I can't support him.
That's what I tell all of my friends who are like, I'm ready to move on from Trump. Let's go to DeSantis. I was like, get ready. They're going to treat DeSantis the exact same way.
The media will attack him the exact same way. They'll tell you, and it'll be out there, he's worse than Trump.
That's right. Because
that's what they'll say.
How do you make it? How do you attack him? That's the way they'll do it. That's exactly right. 404-741-1230 is the number. And if you were looking for Kemmer, we had a little technical difficulty this morning. We'll get back and get him back on. Or you can listen to him tomorrow, Best of the Kemmer Show podcast at noon here on Extra 106.3. When we come back, the message about the dangerous COVID jabs have finally gotten through to the majority of the American people. Thank you, Jesus. Next on Extra 106.3.
Up every morning with the Morning Extra.
All the apps, the best way to listen. Never miss a minute of the show or any of the great conservative content throughout the day as long as you download the Extra 106.3 app. Wherever you get your apps, just search for XTRA 106.3 FM Atlanta. Download it and listen. It'll be a nice little red app right there on the front. You know, right there
red app. Right like there. A big balloon above Montana.
Very similar to that.
I can't wait. And we'll bring this up at 8 o'clock. So, audience, just be here for us. Because we just finished talking to a Georgia quarterback about this, and we'll give you his reaction, who had no idea at the time, and the look on his face. We'll open up the 8 o'clock hour by telling the whole story.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You'll have the same reaction we did.
Because I can go get a guy who was runner-up for Heisman down the hall. I can go get a former Atlanta Falcon, and they're all going to have the same reaction.
Hang on,
I guarantee you they're going to have the same reaction.
Yeah. Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. I think finally, Lowe's, that we're winning the battle, the hearts and minds of people about COVID shots, and we're going to get to that conversation. But first, Gator's over in East Cobb at 404-741-1230 wants to talk about Donald Trump and the conversation we had in that last segment. What's up, buddy?
Hey, you got me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Hey. Good to talk to you guys. Hadn't called in a while. Hope the new year's going well, and it has been fun listening to you guys joke around. It's time to get lighthearted about all this crap, man.
Agreed.
You can't help it. Off a bridge.
Yeah, it's either laugh or cry, and we choose to laugh.
There's a balloon over your head, Gator.
You almost do the same in the same sentence. I just cut on in the Navy, and it cheers me up.
me too. It makes me feel at home.
No, I just wanted to kind of rebuke Rhino a little bit that, yeah, the mouth stuff is bad, but quite honestly, I was a big Trump supporter when he first started, but as it went on, it became just apparent to me that the guy is, at least it is now, that he's almost at the point where he won't listen to anybody, and he's just going to do what he does, and he doesn't care. And the biggest problem I have with him is how every time he would have a point a person to a position, they would leave. His first response was, that guy was a freaking loser. Or, you know, she sucked and everything. And I'm like, well, you hired the guy.
Yeah.
You know, where does the buck stop?
I mean, let me ask. Let me ask you, Gator, though. But what has he done bad policy-wise that you disagree with besides his mouth? Again, you just went back to you don't like his reaction. But when it comes to what you're supposed to do as the president, protecting the country, moving the country forward, doing what a president is supposed to do, what objection do you have about him that regard?
Again, I will agree with you there, except I don't agree with a lot of the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
But again, that one's always going to be a hot potato because there was so much unknown. You don't really know how to react and stuff like this. But again, it is somewhat of a reaction with his mouth. But again, if these people sucked so bad, you chose them. So, you know, again, would you want your boss to sit there if you decided to leave and just go, Rhino was just a jerk and he was a loser and everything else? Again, it reflects back on the person that is leading. I mean, again, I'll use a Nick Saban. How many people have left that guy? And he doesn't sit there and go, oh, well, Jimbo Fisher's a piece of, okay, let me rephrase.
Hold on one second. Hold on.
Appreciate the call, Gator. Let me make a comment about something here.
Gator flamed out on that.
He got to the uh-oh, this is going to be problematic.
He knew it, too. He goes, oh, Jimbo. Why did I use Jimbo?
Gator, I want to bring this up with you because I think this is the importance of what we were all told during from back channels. Like, if you listen to certain people, they were explaining what was going on. When Donald Trump got to Washington and he started going through the pool of, okay, here's the people that I can hire for this stuff, you had a lot of people that were told, you go work for him, you're never going to work again in this town. You had a lot of people where the pool started to dry up. It started to turn into, hey, if I go and do this with him, I'll never be able to land on the speaker circuit. I'm never going to be appointed to anything else. This is what, and so you had to pick from a group of, in my opinion, losers. Now, every now and then you found one that was pretty cool, like Kelly McEnany. I was like, whenever she would get up there and do her thing, I was like, awesome. But your initial press secretaries and everything else, you're just going like, all right. And again, they're disposable. They work for a year and then they move on. But you only had essentially other swamp creatures around you. And when you talk about listening to other people, spent time listening to Jared Kushner. He's a Democrat, basically.
Right.
So eventually you do get to a point where I think you just say, I'm not listening to anybody. I'm just going with my instincts.
Which is probably the best, because I think if you're going to, at least if you're going to go down with the ship, at least it be with your decision and not someone else's.
It's one of the things that infuriates me about these low-T GOP and these Republicans, right? They use these excuses all the time. They don't like Donald Trump. They can't give me a reason policy-wise, only about his mouth. But they do the same thing all the time. They did this with Kevin McCarthy, or with the vote against Kevin McCarthy. This hasn't happened for 100 years. What you just told me is we have a system that we've lived by for 100 years. The country is in the wrong direction, has been for 100 years, but you don't want us to change it. You don't want us to come up and say it.
Yep. Yeah. I like that.
Go ahead and talk all you want about, oh, well, you know, it wasn't like this 100 years ago. Yeah, you're right. But it was better 100 years ago.
But exactly what Ryan Weasley brings it up, when you have people criticizing something that hasn't happened since the Civil War. Yet, you know the country is in peril right now. You know we're in a really bad place financially. We know we have a lot of different problems. We know inflation is just horrible. And yet, you have people saying, well, why don't we just do it like we've always done it?
Because it's broken.
And that's his point. It's like, wait a minute. You're actually making it a point to not do the thing that we have been doing for the better part of 100 years. Like, no, now's the time to do it differently.
So a guy comes in and goes, look, they've been doing this for 100 years. I know they have because I've been doing it just like them. But I'm telling you, this isn't the right way. So I want to come in and get rid of that last 100 years of doing the same old thing, continuing to add debt, continue to do this, continue to do that. And they go, whoa, wait a minute.
No, we can't change course now.
I just looked at my bank account. Well, I can't afford for you to come in and take away all our benefits.
And this is where you finally have that discussion. And I'm not looking to jump into it, but when you do throw out things like fair tax, you can throw out anything right now because we are in a situation where the status quo doesn't work any longer. Okay,
everybody knows it's so clear.
And this is across a multitude of administrations. This isn't just the Biden administration. What has happened in this country over the last 20 years has been an incredible amount of spending. Where I remember we were sitting on, it was like, my God, we have $8 trillion of debt. How are we going to handle $8 trillion? And then Obama comes in and doubles it up, and we go, oh, my God, he put together more debt than all the presidents before him combined. And then here comes Trump, who spent just as much. And here's where we're now sitting at $32 trillion. And we're like, wait a minute. Just 20 years ago, we were sitting on like eight. This is problematic.
That's the bother I have with Trump right there. And I voted for him and will vote for him again. But that's the thing that I feel like that he's got to get correct. And that Republicans or conservatives have to get correct.
Well, a lot this of that, too, though, was approved by Democrats. And it was pandemic money, one-time only emergency. So he's getting blamed for something.
He was always a spender, though. He was always a spender. Yeah.
But everybody's going to be a spender.
We can't be. That's the point.
This is where his business acumen is different, because there's a lot of businesses that operate with debt and they don't see it as being any kind of problem. Okay. So when you tell me I'm going to accumulate this debt, but we're so strong financially, it's not going to mess with us. That's a mentality that other companies have, and that's what he had as well.
And he also said, when we spend, we're going to spend $5 billion on a wall to save $100 billion worth of benefits we're giving to people that come illegally. So there's a business mind behind it that never gets heard, because as soon as he says that, we're going to save this kind of money, racism.
Yeah, right. Or it's $5 billion, and he's spending and spending and spending, but you're spending five to save 100. I get the point.
What a drop in the bucket at this point.
Yeah, at this point, you're exactly right. I just want the spending to be reined in altogether. I don't care who does it. Give me somebody that wants to shrink the government. Give me somebody that wants to make the government less appealing for these politicians.
Even if he has a bad mouth?
Even if he has a bad mouth, I will take it all day long, every day. Tug, Rhino, Front Office, Lowe's, and Flounder. This is the Morning Extra and Extra 106.3. When we come back, we're going to hit how we're winning on those shots. We're going to tell you about what the face that one Georgia quarterback made when we told him about the balloon over Montana. And after calling it a conspiracy theory for a few years, the owner of the laptop from hell has admitted it's his.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.